What is going on, podcast? CJ Halleck with CJHalleck.com, and I have a special podcast for you today. So for those of you who know me, know I've been a massive fan of Gary Vaynerchuk for years. And while I don't have new content, this is a collection of a bunch of different conversations that I've had with Gary V over the years, just showcasing some of, you know, what I'll think, some that I think is the best conversations that we had. Some are just some really good answers to questions that he's answered on podcasts and interview videos that I've done in the past. So for starters, I want to tell a story basically on how I came to find out about Gary V and, you know, kind of my Vayniac's journey, I guess. First of all, you know, my stepdad, before he had passed away, used to sell wine years ago. And so to try and understand what he was talking about when he was discussing wines, I went in and started looking up wine online and ended up coming across a couple of Gary V's videos. It was, I want to say, like a week, few days, something like that, before he went on Conan O'Brien. So I ended up waiting until he went on Conan, watched the Conan O'Brien show where he had Conan, like, eating sweaty sock asparagus and some crazy stuff. And then, of course, you know, through the years, I watched him come out with the Web 2.0 talk, which totally changed the marketing game. Got my first copy of Crush It, ended up getting the audiobook, loved it. And then he announced that he was doing the Thank You Economy. And he started off with this huge, massive push, and then he did a campaign to do the cover of the book. So naturally, I went in, I did as much work as I could, you know, and I basically put together this cover that has thank you in the front, like in the background, it has thank you written in, it was like 40-something different languages that I found on how to write thank you in different languages. So I made the cover, submitted it, nothing happened from it. I get the letter back, or I get an email back from his team stating that I was a finalist, but my book cover wasn't used, but there's something special coming down the pipeline for me. So I was like, okay, cool. Well, shortly after I get that message, he starts talking about a book tour, and I'm like, you know, and I've followed him and engaged with him for a few years at this point, two or three, maybe even 4 years at this point. And then I remember it was, and I went back and looked at it just to make sure that I had, you know, the verbiage right. And in August of 2010, Gary started pushing his Thank You Economy book, pre-launch stuff, and, you know, talking about the book launch and this, that, and the other. And so I sent him a tweet August 24th, and I went back and I have screenshots of this, and you can go back in the, if you want to go that far back, and see the tweets themselves. But I had sent Gary a message and said, so are you coming to Johnson City, Tennessee for your book signing? And then I replied, you know, again, and I said, or do I need to ask every day and pester the shit out of you until you say yes? And he replied with number two. So I said, okay, then you got it. And I went at him for months and months and months, a couple months at least. And then finally he had said he was getting ready to release the spots, this, that, and the other. I went, sent him a message, any plans for Tennessee for the Thank You Economy book tour? And he replied, and it's at, I don't know, 100,000%. And so I'm like, all right, awesome. Like, I finally get to meet Gary in person. We've been, you know, talking online, chatting back and forth on social. Like, I finally get to meet him in person. And then the book tour was released and no Tennessee. And I was so happy I was getting to meet him, and ended up not happening. And then luckily, a few years later, a friend of mine, Robbie Britton, put together, I had met him, I remember meeting him at, it was a after hours event for the chamber, talked to him about Gary a little bit. 6-7 months later, he ended up booking Gary to come in and do a conference. So long story short, or as short as I can get, I kept trying, you know, and I'd go on and, you know, just a little side note, I'd go on. He was on Wine and Web, Sirius XM podcast talk show type thing that he did. And every time I called in, and it's because this next audio clip covers both things, I kept trying to ask him a question. It was a question that never wanted to get answered. And I probably asked 3 or 4 times. And it didn't matter what happened. If you know, we were talking on the phone, if we were on Ustream, if I called into the podcast, didn't matter. It always got cut off. And so this is the Ustream Q&A that he did, where I was able to call in and finally get that question answered. Yeah, so check this one out, and then we'll move forward with the questions and answers from here.
CJ, what up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Let's start with this, CJ. You said something on Twitter today while I was in a cab from the airport in Sweden to my hotel room, and it actually put me in a tremendously poor mood because it reminded me, because I completely forgot and have no idea between maybe the transition of Matt Sittimer or Phil Toronto or Phil to Nate. I'm not quite sure how I let you down, but I do owe you a visit, and I think you know me well enough, because we know each other, how much that shit matters to me, and I'm massively upset right now and super apologetic for, I just don't even know how he dropped the ball. As you can imagine, my life gets pretty frantic. This is from a while ago, and I just don't know where it got broken down, and I'm super sorry, man. And I know I'm going to be doing this thing in Eastern Tennessee, but it doesn't really make up for it, so I apologize profusely, and it's just so not like me, and I feel very embarrassed.
Yeah, well, we should do dinner afterwards. I live not too far from there.
Great.
It's like 30 minutes from my house. We should do dinner after the Ready, Set, Boost.
So, email me. What I don't know is what my travel schedule is, and what I'll do is I'll try to alter it. Maybe we'll do breakfast before. Let me find out what my travel schedule is, but we will get together.
That'll work. Now, can I ask a question now?
Hell yeah, baby.
Okay. I never got an answer from you, and I asked a couple times. I called in on the wine show. I'll pick red. Have you tried that yet?
Shit, you'll never believe this. It's like this question never wants to get answered. You actually tuned out for a second. Go ahead, one more time.
Apothic Red.
Apothic Red, the wine?
Yes.
Yeah, I've had it a couple times. Yeah, it's super popular. Yes. It's a super popular wine. I like it. It's a fun wine. It's got grapefruit. It's, you know what it has, CJ, why I think a lot of people like it? It's just delicious, right? It's got delicious factor to it. That it's not the most complex wine. It doesn't make me think about the future, but it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the difference between, I'll put into guy talk, it's kind of like a really, really fun girl that you like spend like 3 or 4 days with versus like the kind of wine that you want to put a ring on and have a relationship with. So it serves a very serious purpose, especially like in your mid-20s. So, you know, to me, it's kind of like an 88-point wine. For a lot of people, it's like a 92 or 93-point wine.
And can I do one more real quick?
Yes, you definitely can.
All right, you rock. Best explanation for when people say the target demo is not on social media?
Easy. I ask a question. I ask them what their target demo is. See, here's the funny part, CJ. I have no interest in selling through social media to the world. I don't feel like I'm a social media evangelist. My responsibility is not to sell social media down the throats of the consumer. There, you know, if you are marketing to 84-year-old individuals in South Texas, there's a real chance that they're not on social media, right? So, you know, this isn't 2008 anymore. Facebook has gotten to scale. And so I think that a lot of people are on this, but there are demos that I would understand not betting as much on social as other platforms. You know, I love social media, but it's a baby. We're talking about a 2-year-old. And, you know, Misha, my daughter, she's about to turn 3. She's the most delicious and amazing thing in the world. I want to eat her little damn face every second. And she crushes my heart. I love everything about her, but she doesn't compromise the whole world. Like, she's my world, but there's little pieces. So, you know, she represents a lot of it, but not all of it. Hence the same way I think of social media. It's incredible. It's unbelievable and it's valuable for most people. But for certain things, it's not, and that's okay. So I would ask the question, who's your target? And if they say blah, 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 I'm like, well, what about LinkedIn? What about Pinterest? You know, it used to be females in their, you know, in their 30s. And then Facebook answered that and Pinterest really answered that. You know, older demo is very much on Facebook now. That's been taken care of. You know, urban demo crushing on Twitter. Like, so there's just a lot of places you got to find out where they are. Not every platform's for every business.
You rock. I'll see you next month, man.
Looking forward to it, man. Stay well.
All right, so that was the Ustream Q&A chat that I had with Gary. And moving forward was the Ready, Set, Boost conference where he came out to East Tennessee, Greenville, Tennessee, actually, to do a keynote presentation. Amazing keynote, as always. Had a little bit of time on camera after that where I was able to give him a gift, a couple gifts, actually, including a wood-burning piece that I burnt for him. And then we got on the road and was able to ask him a few questions. And this is a collection of answers from the road trip from the conference to the airport, and another phone conversation that we had with a few questions answered there as well. So the first question in this series is, you know, I sat down, you know, kind of asked him as we were going down the road, what drove him to grow Wine Library from the three to a $50 million a year business before he launched Wine Library TV?
It was, you know, it's a mix of a lot of things. It was my passion for business, you know? I loved building businesses, so operations, you know? I think a lot of people underestimate being a good operator, knowing how to manage people, knowing how to run on a margin, knowing how to price, how to promote, how to work on efficiencies and filling up the shelves in the store. It was a million things, so. It was a lot of things, but definitely my love of wine, my love of buying and selling, and my love of building businesses that have the most to do.
After he had went through and answered that, we talked for a little bit more, and one of the biggest things at the time, you know, a lot of people were worried about the economy and different things, and I just kind of asked him what his recommendation was for small business owners who were kind of feeling the economy and, you know, that type of situation.
Number one, I think the worst is behind us. So I think the economy is actually going to get better and that will happen over time. I think number two, ask for more money. I talked about this today, CJ. Whatever you do, charge 20 or 30% more. See what happens. You'll be stunned. I think most small businesses are really bad at finding the ceiling for their price. And that's what I recommend.
Now for a touchy subject. I start a lot of different things online. I have a lot of different brands that I grow. And so this is, and I always have, you know, kind of dabbled in a lot of different things online. So on a phone conversation that I had with Gary, I got to talking to him and I kind of just wanted his opinion as far as setting goals for people, you know, what people should look at as far as setting goals when they're starting online businesses.
That's a good question. I think, you know, that's a very personal question, right? Everybody has different ambitions, different life situations, different college loans, different aspirations, different things they want. Some people want fancy things. Some people want to, you know, just scratch their creative itch. So I think the goal needs to be set based on the person, right? Like, I'll be very honest with you. The funny part is I'm very sad about my goal. My goal is a big one, too big, actually, to buy a, you know, sports franchise. I wish my goal was a little bit more realistic, because then I'd be a lot more calm and kind of maybe even there yet. So I think, you know, it just comes down to the person. What do they want? What do they want to accomplish in their career? What do they want to get out of it? And so I think you reverse engineer what you actually want.
The last two questions kind of go hand in hand. The first of the last two questions is what platform Gary thinks is best for people as far as websites are concerned.
I continue to be impressed with WordPress more and more every day. So, you know, I think a WordPress play is a very safe, solid play. I think it gives you a lot of flexibility. And so if it's a content play, I go WordPress. If it's a retail play, there's a lot of things like Shopify that are quite interesting. So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can go.
And the last question that I have for you guys from Gary, or the last answer from Gary, was what should small businesses blog about? Because I know it's a very big deal and people get stressed about what to write and this, that, and the other. And Gary will simplify it.
I would say it's about the products they're selling or the services. I think it's the genre of their industry. I think it's news within their industry. I think it's stories about the founders or the employees. I think it's a big mix of all those things.
All right. So that's a wrap of the Gary V interview collection, I guess is what we'll call this. Hope you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any questions or, you know, whatever, feel free to shoot me a message. If you enjoyed it, please be sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. Hope you guys have an amazing day. Be great. Stay boosted. We'll catch y'all at the top. Take care.